Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. Politico wrote an article wondering if Jon Stewart will run for president. At first, I was like, huh, social media clickbait. But I took the bait and I read the article, and it's not crazy to me, they wrote. To get to the seriousness question out of the way, Stewart's definition of being an entertainer has him wrestling with the kind of big, serious topics that actual politicians specialize in avoiding. Jon Stewart spends his time on his Apple show discussing policy issues such as abortion, climate change, gun control, misinformation, modern monetary theory, and other wonky current topics, with the occasional Judd Apatow and Mark Cuban appearance thrown in. You could tell something was in the water at the recent Mark Twain Awards show on PBS. Stephen Colbert, Dave Chappelle, and Pete Davidson all raised the prospect of Stewart running for the White House in their tributes to Stewart. Chappelle said, I wish that you would run for president, but I imagine it would be hard for a Coke guy to do. Pete Davidson said Jon Stewart is such an exceptional person that he really could be president tomorrow, but is too smart to do so. Stephen Colbert said, of course, Jon is a brilliant comedian, but his close friends know that Jon's true passion is recreational anxiety. It's his superpower. Instead of being bitten by a radioactive spider, Jon was bitten by a clinically depressed squirrel. But that is why he's the perfect person to publicly worry about the future of our democracy, why so many people think he should run for president. And I get it. He's got a lot in common with Bill Clinton, a keen intelligence, the veganism, rapid aging. Politico adds, Jon Stewart is known as a liberal, but his biggest cause has been deeply patriotic and very nonpartisan. He has been the most profoundly effective and powerful engine behind efforts to provide support to the 9/11 first responders and victims. That effort has grown into a fight to provide benefits and supports for U.S. veterans who suffer from exposure to the toxic events of burn pits while deployed overseas. Jon Stewart's famous for trying to help firefighters, police, and veterans, a generally right-leaning bunch. That's one hell of a base to run on. Politics aside, just somebody who hosts a podcast about comedy, if he would run, that would be great. That's 16 months worth of content for me. Hey, I watched Bill Burr's special. Let me tell you right here, all those reviews I read to you last week, they're wrong. Stop overanalyzing the damn special and just watch it and laugh. It's funny. I'm not sitting there going, oh, is Bill really struggling with what he believes? He's a joke teller. He's telling stories for comedic effect. How do you not understand that? Stop looking for deep meaning in a Bill Burr special. I did like the first half better than the second half. That just might be me fatiguing because I'm a comedy snob. I really enjoyed the stuff about the WNBA. Then he went into a mushroom bit and I was kind of lost. And at one point I realized I was playing on my phone a little too much. And then he went into some 70s, 80s, growing up in the 70s, 80s material that you've heard before and you've probably done yourself with your friends if you're of a certain age. So it's not groundbreaking, but it was still funny. Right now, I have Bill Burr at number 4. On my year-end list. Do you want to know what the year-end list is? I could tell you. It's not a secret. Where's the year-end list? Best of 2022. Right now, and we've got a lot of time left. Right now, I've got Burr at 4. That's my time with David Letterman at 3. Norm MacDonald's special at a strong 2. And Norm would be number 1 if not for George Carlin's American Dream, which was great. There are some other things on the list, but come back in December and I'll tell you what those are. Artie Lang was on Twitter, said, happy to announce that I've completed the New Jersey Drug Court program. Thanks to my family and friends and fans for all your support. I worked with Artie a handful of times back in the SiriusXM days. Good guy. Hope he's doing well. Whitney Cummings has a new Netflix special coming out. This will be out July 26th, so just over a week away. It's titled Jokes, filmed earlier this year at the New Jersey Performing Arts Center. Whitney Cummings described the special as more nostalgic and emotionally cozy, no politics, no lecturing, no self-indulgence. As media is getting more and more fractured, I like the challenge of going, how do I appeal to everybody? I'm still interested in what unites us all and what we all have in common. Comedians, we're so masochistic. The idea of trying to find somebody we can all agree on right now is probably a psychotic mission. So she's not going to do 10 minutes of trans jokes? Whitney Cummings, Jokes, hits Netflix July 26th. Vulture writes, a couple months before she taped her special, Nikki Glaser had a bad night at a comedy club. After killing it with jokes about anal sex, the next comic on the lineup proceeded to dedicate his entire set to talking about how disgusting Nikki Glaser was for talking about that stuff. She later learned that the other comedian felt what she was doing was easy, a word often thrown at women comedians who talk about sex. It's something she's had to deal with her whole career, since she knows there are men in comedy who think sex jokes are the only reason she's successful. Glaser spoke to the Good One podcast and said, you know, people want to see entertainers do what they're good at. Do you want to see Paul McCartney do a badminton demonstration? What some call easy, out of jealousy, is actually what's natural, organic, and special about Glaser. From the Laugh Button, comedian Kate Berlant will debut a new one-woman show off-Broadway later this year of interest here, directed by Bo Burnham. The one-woman show Kate, quote, will explore the events in Kate Berlant's life that have brought her to this moment. Embodying many characters, she expertly morphs before our eyes and exposes the truth she has until now kept hidden. It's off-Broadway, August 20th through October 8th. Alrighty, pay attention. You got to participate. Last weekend, I was emailing back and forth with Scott Beckett because he had gone to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews, and he bought me not one, but two iced coffees. We were chatting about the show, and he said he first discovered the show when I was doing the Top Dog stuff, where we would pit one comedian against another, and you guys would vote, and that inspired me to bring it back, all right? So we're going to do Top Dog again for a few weeks here. This week, let's do the Gossip Corner edition. So my question to you, who's got the best dating game? Is it John Mulaney, currently dating Olivia Munn, or Pete Davidson, currently dating Kim Kardashian, all right? So we're not voting on who's funnier. I think we all know who's funnier. I'm not going to say it because you know who is funnier between John Mulaney and Pete Davidson, right? There's no doubt there. So we're not going to have that contest. This is about, as we called it back in Queens, who's got game, John Mulaney or Pete Davidson? Maybe this is fun. Maybe this is the worst idea ever. But let's do it. All right, who's got game? John Mulaney, Pete Davidson. So what you're going to do is you're going to go to the various social medias, if I did everything right, on Instagram at Daily Comedy News or on the Facebook group, Daily Comedy News Podcast Group, you will find a picture of John Mulaney and Pete Davidson, and under it, you'll write who you're voting for. Why? I don't know. It's the summer. If I'm counting right, I'm 9 days away from heading up to the Montreal Comedy Festival. They've announced a couple more shows. These are the free shows that are at the, and I'll dumb down the French because I'm dumb, Quarter Day Spectacles. I'm sure there's a French way to pronounce that correctly, but when I'm up there with my Yankee crew, I'll be like, hey, let's head on over to Spectacles Quarter, and they'll know what I mean. So if you go there, one of the free shows, a dance party with Flula Borg. Are you familiar with Flula? I don't know how to describe Flula. Why don't you Google Flula Borg? He's doing this kind of German thing that's, I don't know, it's weird, it's quirky, it's funny, I enjoy it. The dance party with Flula Borg is the perfect blend of stand-up and metal coming from the world's 789th best heavy metal band, Iron Ladle. Trixie Mattel will be doing some free shows at the Spectacles Quarter, and the Goddamn Comedy Jam hosted by Josh Adam Myers. That's the intersection of comedy stardom and rock and roll dreams. Comedians perform a stand-up set and a short story, followed by a song accompanied by a live band. So when you go up to the festival, and if you're going, drop me a note. We could have a beverage, or we can hang out at Spectacles Quarter and watch some of these live acts. One of my favorite things to do at the festival is hang out on whatever the main street is there by the main hotel. I don't know. I know how to get there. I can drive there without directions. I can walk there. Can I tell you where it is? No. It's like, I don't know. If you could find Mount Royal, it's kind of down and to the right if you're looking at a map. There. That's where I'll be. Anyway, let's hook up. The Interrobang is also previewing Just for Laughs Montreal, and they're all excited about Lisa Traeger's upcoming show. Lisa was on the New Faces list back in 2014. Again, if you don't listen every day, I'm heading up there Wednesday next week to see the New Faces show. That's one of those ways that I help myself stay a little hip to what's up and coming in comedy, and it's always a great show. So Lisa is an example of someone you would have seen, counts on my fingers, 8 years ago. She said, in 2014, I really wanted to be working with my manager, so I was like, I have to slay this. And then she wanted to work with me, and we hugged and cried, and we're still together. I remember my first year was 2014. I was looking at Nikki Glaser, who we talked about earlier, and we're sort of friends. She was very nice to me when I started. She was so busy and beautiful doing all those panels, podcasts, and shows at the festival. Then in 2019, I had this moment where I was as busy as she was at Just for Laughs, and I felt like I really made it. She's going to be on The Nasty Show. She says, I'm always pretty dirty. I like gross, fun jokes. Maybe I'll push it a bit, but it's not like, oh, I have to get ready to be nasty. It comes pretty chill to me. Hosted by Big J Okerson this year, Josh Adam Myers, Robert Kelly, Yamanika Saunders, and Sophie Buttle are among the comics. Lisa said, we're all crowd work comics. We all love to do crowd work, so we just have to make sure we aren't picking on the same people. There is some behavior she will not tolerate. She said, there's a trend now at the Comedy Store. It's happened twice now in 2 weeks where grown-ass men put their bare feet on the stage. He was wiggling his toes. I told him to stop. He thought I was joking. It was disgusting. Like, maybe if you grew up in San Diego, you don't think it's a problem. I can't imagine doing that in a million years, then taking issue when somebody says stop. It's psychotic behavior. And that is your comedy news for today. Follow the show for free on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever you get your shows. You can buy me a coffee.com/dailycomedynews. Throw $5 in the tip jar. I'll take your $5. I will go to the National Donuts chain. I'll be like, hey, employee of the National Donuts chain, can I get, because that's how we speak in Queens, can I get a large iced coffee with caramel and milk? And they'll nod, or maybe they'll say yeah, or maybe even say good morning. Or you can realize that's all farcical. Johnny Mac orders on the app, parks his car, runs in, and gets back in the car and doesn't talk to other humans. See you tomorrow.